sisters, it's a delight to be with you in this Memorial Day Retreat Conference.
弟兄姐妹们，很高兴能够在Memorial Day 的退休会跟大家一同分享。
I was with you in the last one you had face to face in 2019.
在2019年的时候，我们是一同的聚会。
And if I understand correctly, you did not meet last year because of COVID.
那我所知道的是去年的时候我们取消了春令会因为这个 COVID.
But thank the Lord, we can gather once again, even in this way in Zoom.
那我们感谢主，我们能够再一次的一同的聚集虽然是借着这个 Zoom.
I was delighted to hear our brothers.announcement last night that there are 33 assemblies represented in this conference.
昨天我听到说有33个不同的聚会一同的参加这一次的退休会的时候，我心里满了喜乐。
We praise the Lord for his mercy in gathering us.
我们感谢主因他的怜悯将我们召聚起来。
I was so encouraged last night with Brother Ted's word.On an eternal excellence and a joy from generation to generation.
昨天尹德鹏弟兄他的讲道让我的心非常的得到激励。
And I believe the burdens that are on both of our hearts are integrally connected.
我相信神放在我们两个人心中的负担是彼此相关相连的。
I believe this eternal excellence.Is ultimately displayed in sonship.
那我相信，这个永远的美德，是在儿子的名分上显明出来。
I'll tell you a little bit about the origin of this burden in my heart.
我跟大家分享一下，我心中怎么样子起了这个负担。
For some time, I was seeking the Lord, asking Him if He had a word for us.
我寻求主问他是不是要赐给我什么样子的话语。
I remember not being clear for some months about what the Lord seemed to be his leading.
那我记得有几个月的时间我不是很清楚主的带领是什么。
And then one day as I was headed to my office, finished my morning devotion and headed to my office.
但有一天当我这个早上的灵修做完了去我办公室的时候。
I remember this phrase from Hebrews 2 verse 10 became alive to me.
然后我就好像记得了这个希伯来书二章十节的这段经文突然在我心中好像活过来。
It was like the Holy Spirit breathed on it and made it alive.
好像圣灵有恩膏膏抹，让这一句话活泼起来。
I remember the deep impression.
我还记得那在我心中所留下的这个印象。
From those God-breathed words.
从神所推出的话语。
Bringing many sons to glory.
我带领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
How much it comforted my heart.
那真是安慰了我自己的心。
How much I knew at that moment this was the right word.
就在那个时候我马上就知道这个就是我所要讲的。
All of you brothers that have responsibility for ministry know what I mean when this kind of thing happens.
那所有在我们当中服侍的弟兄姐妹们都知道我刚刚所说的这样子的经历跟意思。
And in a moment, I wrote a whole page of notes, and the Lord gave me the whole outline and framework for the ministry.
然后我马上很短的时间，我就把整个的讲章的大纲这个思想的范围就写下来，满满的一页。
I was also deeply comforted when Brother Jian Ming asked me what the burden was on my heart.
那同时我也是非常的得到了安慰因为当我们展明弟兄问我说我心中的负担是什么的时候。
I remember writing back to him and telling him it was bringing many sons to glory.
那我记得我回信的时候就写出是要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
And my brother said to me, he said, brother, I was just meditating on those verses.
然后我记得我们的弟兄回信跟我说，弟兄，我刚刚正在默想这一段话。
I am at least clear that this is what I am to bring.
那我就更清楚，这是我要带到这一次的聚会当中的。
So today we'll share on bringing many sons to glory with the subtitle, The Privilege of Sonship.
所以今天我们所要分享的就是带领许多的儿子进入荣耀。我们的小题目是指的儿子名分的权利。
I believe this phrase is of extreme importance in the scripture.
那我相信这一句话在圣经里面是非常重要的。
It tells us what is in the heart of God.
因为它告诉我们神的心意是什么。
It explains the final mission of the Lord Jesus.
它解释了主耶稣基督他使命所要成就的是什么。
Finally, it shows us what God's determined end for man is.
我们能够从此能够知道神对人的定规的结局是什么。
Do not underestimate this thought of sons and sonship.
我们不要轻估了这一句话，就是儿子跟儿子的名分。
It is a theme that is embedded throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation.
因为这是一个贯穿全本圣经，从创世纪到启示录的一个主题。
I believe it's a key that unlocks the mystery of God's ways and His works.
我感觉这是一把能够解开神的话语神的形式奥秘的一把钥匙。
And you think of it, it reveals that unspeakable link between God and man.
你仔细想一下在这里就说明了神与人相交那个关联那个说不出来的关系。
And then it shows us our final destiny.
他又告诉了我们自己最后的结局。
How wonderful this theme is laced throughout the scriptures.
那这一个奇妙的主题是怎么样子的在全本圣经当中不断的出现。
And without a clear understanding, we'll never know what God is doing in our individual lives and in the church.
如果我们没有一个清楚的了解的话，我们没有办法明白神在我们个人的身上，在教会里面的工作是什么。
I think it's wonderful how God telegraphed this in the very beginning of creation.
那我觉得真是奇妙，因为神在创世纪的时候，就已经把这样子的心意告诉了我们。
Think of that verse in Genesis 1 verse 26.
你想想看创世纪的一章二十六节。
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness.
那神说我们要照我们的形象按着我们的样式造人。
Can you imagine a privilege higher than that?
你可以想象比这个更高的权利吗？
No creature can boast of such a privilege.
也没有一个受造之物能够在神面前有这样子的夸口。
Only man.
只有人。
This is God's thought from the beginning.
这是神心意一开始的心意。
This is what he is after.
这也是神所要成就
的。I remember Brother Kong spoke in Richmond years ago about sons and sonship.
我记得张弟兄在许多年以前讲到众子跟儿子的名分。
He said, image equals the inward character, and that means that we take on the character of Christ.
他说到说形象是一个内在的品质，他的意思是说我们披戴了基督的品质。
Then he said something of astounding importance.
那接下来他讲了一个非常重要的一件事情。
Speaking of sons and sonship, he said this is something related to the eternal purpose of God.
那他讲到了众子跟儿子的名分的时候，他说这是关乎神永远的旨意。
Can you imagine a greater privilege than this?
你能够自己想象出任何一个比这个更高的权利吗？
Sons in the image of the only begotten Son?
是因为那个众子能够成为神独生子的形象。
That's our eternal destiny.
这是我们永远的结局。
I'll always think of Romans 8 verse 29, how wonderful it is in that summary conclusion of the Apostle Paul.
我就想到了罗马书的八章二十九节，在那里使徒保罗把他前面所说的做了一个奇妙的总结。
Listen to what the Apostle wrote.
那我们的使徒怎么说呢？
Because whom he has foreknown, he is also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
说因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
I believe this is precisely what the writer of Hebrews had in mind when, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he penned those words, bringing many sons to glory.
那我相信，这一个就是神的感动的希伯来书的作者，在圣灵的感动下说出了这样子的一句话，要率领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
There are a lot of writers I like, in Christian writers I like and respect.
知道有许多基督徒的作者，都是我非常欣赏、非常喜爱的。
One is G.H. Lang, who was one of the gifted brethren. Right.
那有一位很有恩赐的一个弟兄，这个 G.H. Lang.
Listen very carefully to what our brother said. So wise.
请仔细地听听我们弟兄所说的，因为是满了智慧。
He said the burden of Hebrews is not the rescuing of sinners from hell.
他说希伯来书的负担，不是在于拯救罪人脱离地狱。
How many of us, that's all we see when we think of the word of God?
我们当中有多少人看见了神的话语，我们想到的就只是这一件事情。
And he went on to say, nor even the blessing of the children in the vast family circle.
他接下来又讲说，他甚至不是众儿女在神的大家庭里面的蒙福。
How often we think of all the blessings that have been poured down on us and think of what we get.
多少的时候我们在想到神那个丰富的恩典浇灌在我们身上，是我们所得着的。
And he ended with this phrase.
但他最后他这样讲。
But the bringing of many sons to glory.
他说，而是在于要带领许多儿子进入荣耀。
That was the burden of the anointed and the anonymous writer of Hebrews.
这是希伯来书我们那不知名的作者他的负担他的受的高抹。
That was his clear burden.
这是他很清楚的一个负担。
And that is the burden that's on my heart.
那这个也是我自己心中的负担。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
我们再翻到希伯来书的第一章。
Verses 1 and 2.
我们看第一节跟第二节。
God having spoken in many parts and in many ways formerly to the fathers in the prophets, at the end of these days has spoken to us in the person of the Son.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
In my version, the words in the person of is in square brackets. That means they were added to help us understand.
在我的所用的英文的版本里面，它有一个词，就是在耶稣在他儿子的位格里，把那个位格里用括号夸起来，说明原来的时候没有。
But brothers and sisters, the direct interpretation of that is far more clear.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这一个词的解释，一个正确的解释非常清楚。
It literally means he has spoken to us in Son.
因为他的意思就是我们中文所讲的，是在他儿子里面对我们说话。
The Lord Jesus is God's final word.
主耶稣就是神最后的宣告。
The Lord Jesus is the word made flesh.
主耶稣是道成的肉身。
The Lord Jesus is the expression of God.
主耶稣就是神的显明。
That is His matchless glory.
这就是他那个无与伦比的荣耀。
And then if you read verses 2 through 5, you begin to understand the unparalleled, matchless glory of this Son of God.
那如果我们继续看这个第二节到第五节的话，你就可以看见那个这个神的儿子那无与伦比的荣耀。
It says, whom he has established heir of all things, by whom he has also made the world.
讲到说就早已立他为承受万有的，也曾见着他创造诸世界。
Who being the effulgence of his glory, and the expression of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, having made by himself the purification of sins, set himself down on the right hand of the greatness on high.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的面力托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Taking a place by so much better than the angels, as he inherits a name more excellent than they.
他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you quite understand the magnitude of these verses.
弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你们是不是能够真正的看见这几节经文它的分量。
Compressed in these three verses is the sevenfold glory of the Lord Jesus.
在这短短的三节里面，讲到了主耶稣荣耀的七个方面。
It's the incomparable glory of the Lord Jesus.
这是神没有能够与他相比的荣耀。
It is the matchless glory of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣基督没有任何一个荣耀可以与他的荣耀相比。
He is heir of all things.
他承受了万有。
By whom the worlds were made.
借着他这个世界造了全世界。
Who being the effulgence of his glory.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Now, effulgence is not a word we use very often anymore.
英文字啊，讲到这个所发的光辉那个字，现在已经不常用了。
I often joke, I don't get up in the morning and tell Linda, you look very effulgent today.
那我常常会开玩笑说，我早上呢起不了床啊，只等到我对我太太说，我看见他那个发的光辉。
He is the radiance of God's glory.
这就是神的荣耀，好像太阳的光照射出来。
And listen to this incomparable glory.
那听一下这一个无与伦比的荣耀。
And the expression of his substance.
那他这个内容的表达。
Not only that, he upholds everything by the word of his power.
他不仅如此，他用他自己全能的命令托住了万有。
Not only that, he did the ultimate redeeming work.
还有包括了他那个至高的救赎的工作。
Having made by himself the purification of sins.
他洗净了人的罪。
And not only that, he is better than all.
他不仅如此，他更远高过这些。
Having setting himself down on the right hand of the greatness on high, taking a place better than the angels, as he inherits a name more excellent than they.
因为他就坐在了高天至大者的右边，承受了远超过天使的名。就比天使更尊贵。
Compressed in these three verses, that sevenfold incomparable glory of the Lord Jesus.
在这短短的三节里面，压缩了这七方面主耶稣基督那无与伦比的荣耀。
And if you can imagine the privilege just for a moment, that's the one that you're going to be conformed to the image of.
你仔细地想一想，这经文里面所显出来的这些权利，这样子的儿子，就是我们要磨成他的样子。
It's an inexpressible privilege.
这个实在是人口诉说不尽的一个权利。
Not only in Hebrews do we see the glory of the Son of God, but in chapter 2 we begin to see His dual glory as the glory of the Son of Man.
我们在不仅是在希伯来书的一开始的时候看到了主耶稣基督作为神的儿子他的荣耀，等到第二章的时候我们又看见他人子的荣耀。
In that we see the glory of His sufferings to bring us to sonship.
我们也看见他怎么样受了苦难，使这个儿子的名分可以临到我们。
We see how the writer of Hebrews borrowed from that famous verse in Psalm 8.
我们看见希伯来书的作者引用了诗篇第八篇的出名的经文。
He says in Hebrews 2 verse 6, What is man that thou rememberest him? And the Son of Man that thou visitest him?
他在希伯来书二章六节里面他说，这个人算什么？你竟顾念他，世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
And then we read this extraordinary verse in verse 9.
那我们接下来可以看到第九节那奇妙的一个经文。
But we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man.
那里讲到唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
Can you imagine such glory?
我们能够想象这样子的荣耀吗？
The glory of the Son of God.
这是神儿子的荣耀。
And the glory of the Son of Man.
这是人子的荣耀。
He was the perfect man.
因为他是一个完全人。
And he is God.
他又是完全的神。
Now you read about this so great suffering. It's hard to take in.
我们在这里读到了他所受那个死的苦，有时候实在很难体会。
I always think of that old hymn, To God Be the Glory.
我们想到了那古老的诗歌，荣耀归神。
And those words from that hymn often come to my heart, that when I think of God, His Son not sparing, I scarce can take it in.
我们每次在唱那个诗歌时，也常常想到诗歌里面的经文。而当我想到那个神的儿子，神不爱惜他的儿子的时候，我的心便感觉激动。
Think of the so great suffering that our Lord Jesus went through.
想到了我们主耶稣所受的极大的死的苦。章的第十节就告诉我们他的目的是什么。
In bringing many sons to glory.
因为是要带领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
That is the privilege of sonship.
这一个是神儿子名分的特权。
I happen to believe this is the ultimate privilege.
那我自己也相信这是一个终极至高的特权。
I think we all would agree when we read Hebrews, when we look at the incomparable glory of the Lord, it's unmatched.
当我们，我相信我们大家都同意，当我们读希伯来书的时候，我们看到主耶稣基督那个超越万有的那个荣耀。
Our words fail to express what this glory is like.
我们的话语完全不来描写这样子的荣耀。
But when we discover at the end that he extends that to many sons, we can only conclude it is the ultimate privilege.
所以当我们继续读，那发现这一个儿子的名分是要赐给许多的儿子的时候，我们唯一能够得到的结论，就是这是神终极的目的，所要赐给我们的特权。Think
of it, dear brothers and sisters. Just imagine it.
所以弟兄姐妹们，请大家仔细的想一想，就是在这里思考一下。
It would be enough for God to have this only son, this son who was the full expression of what he was and what he is.
为了这个目的，神可以差遣他的独生子，就是那一个完全神形象丰丰富富在其中，完全彰显神荣耀的这个独生子。
It would be enough for him to have this glorious son, this perfect man who did all of his will.
他能够有这一个完全的儿子，这一个完全的人，能够行出他完全的旨意。
And yet, brothers and sisters, that wasn't the end of it.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这一个东西不是神的目的。
In eternity past, he determined that not only would he have this matchless son.
因为在永远的过去里面，不仅是他已经定义，他有这样子一个高过万有的儿子。
But before the foundation of the world, he determined that he would have many sons brought to glory.
但是在创造世界以前，立了地的根基以前，他就已经定规要有许多的儿子要能够得到这样子。
I always say we can understand it when we think about the matchless son.
那我常常说，当我们思考那无与伦比的神的爱子的时候，我们才能够了解。It
is his place.
因为这是他的地位。It
is his right.
这是他的权利。And
yet in God's great mercy, he extends that privilege to us.
但是在神极大的怜悯里面, 他将这样子的特权传递了给我们。
Brother Sparks, who I greatly love, said something astounding.
斯派克弟兄说了这样子一个非常叫人惊讶的话。
He said the end fixed for all of God's children is sonship.
他说神所定规他众儿女的结局是儿子的名分。
Think of the privilege once again, the union of the Son and the sons. What a purpose that is.
所以让我们再仔细的思想一下这里面所带给我们的特权，是那个爱子，独一的爱子跟众子的联合，然后带给我们什么样子的权利。
I believe this is the eternal excellence that our God is after.
这个我们相信，是我们神所寻求那永远的荣耀跟美的。
But make no mistake about it, dear ones.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们不要错想了。
It was his right.
因为这是他的权利。
It is our privilege.
这是我们所得的特权。
And I think many don't understand the difference between rights and privileges.
有时候我们可能不明白什么叫做所该得的权利，跟所领受的特权。
A privilege is a certain entitlement to immunity granted.
因为当我们想到所领受的特权的时候，是指的说，这个字所带的意思是说，所赐给我们一些特别的权利，叫我们能够不需要面对一些事。
A privilege is something you never had, but you were given.
因为我们一旦用到这个字，特权它指的是说我们本来就没有的，而是赐给我们的。
On the other hand, a right is inherent, it's irrevocable.
但是呢，我们讲到本有的那个权柄的时候，它是本来就是属于他的，这是不能够夺去的。
You know, as I've gotten older, my lawyer advised me to do a trust.
你知道，当我年纪大的时候，那个我的律师啊，就建议我，要成立一个信托基金。
I'm not so sure why. I don't have that much, but nevertheless, that was his advice.
我也不知道为什么，因为我自己的财产也不是很多，但是呢，反正他建议我这样做。
It is a revocable trust.
但是呢，这一个信托基金啊，是设立了就没有人能够更改的。
The rights of our Lord Jesus, and the glory of our Lord Jesus, and the place of our Lord Jesus are irrevocable.
那同样，那我们主耶稣基督，他的地位，他的荣耀，他的权力，都是不能够被夺取的。
He has the right from the beginning.
因为他从创造世界以先，他就有这样子的权力。
He sealed that right when he came and was that perfect man.
当他成为他来到世上成为一个完全人的时候，他就紧紧地抓住了这个权利，保守了这个权利。
And we have been granted that ultimate privilege.
那同样，我们就因此也从他就领受了这一个终极的特权。
You know, we often like to talk about our rights here in the United States.
你知道在美国的时候，我们常常喜欢讲我们有这个权利那个权利。
We base it on that wonderful document, the Declaration of Independence.
因为这个呢就是根据的美国立国的时候的独立宣言。
That declares we have three unalienable rights.
因为那里提到我们有三个不可被夺取的权利。
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
生命、自由与追求快乐。
As sinners who are saved by His grace, as enemies of God, we had no rights.
但是一个罪人，一个只能够靠神的恩典能够得救的人，没有他的恩典，不能够到神面前的罪人，我们是没有任何权利。
You were dead in trespasses and sins.
因为我们已经过犯，死在罪中。
You were without God and without hope in the world.
我们在世上没有指望，没有神。
And then the Lord extended to you this unspeakable privilege.
然后主耶稣将他自己本有的这个特权又传递给我们。
And will in the end make you a full son.
那等到末了的时候，要叫我们全然的成为，得到这个儿子的名分。
I think one brother put it very well when he said this.
有一个弟兄他讲得很好。
God has connected us in privilege with His own Son.
他说神把我们跟他独生子的特权连接起来。
You know, the Bible is a book of privileges.
因为你想到了圣经。那圣经就是讲到神恩慈里面所赐给我们的特权。
I think a lot of people say the Bible is a book of promises.
那很多人说圣经是充满应许的书。
Indeed it is.
那当然它的确是。
But I like to say the Bible is a book of privileges.
但我更喜欢说圣经呢是论到赐给我们特权的书。
These are things we never had.
因为我们本来就从来没有这样子的权利，本来我们就没有权利得到这些特权。
But God has extended them to us as the ultimate privilege.
但是神却把主独有的特权传递给我们。
Let me give you just a few examples.
让我给大家几个例子。
By the way, one brother said there's 6,710 privileges in the Bible.
有个弟兄他这样子说，就是神在圣经里面所赐给我们特权啊，有6,710个。
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.Life.
约翰福音的3:16，那里神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Do you think you had the right to eternal life?
你想你有本身的有这个权利能够得到永生吗?
Only one has the right to eternal life. It is God.
因为只有神,他在自己本身里面就有这样子的权利,他有永生。
But in His great mercy, He has extended to us in the ultimate privilege to live forever.
但是因着他自己的恩典跟怜悯,他将他这样子一个终极的一个特权传递给我们,叫我们能够活到永远。
I think it's Jeremiah 31, verse 34.
我讲到想到了耶利米书第31章的34节。
All of you know that has to do with the promise of the new covenant.
因为我们知道这个与所应许的新约有关。
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know Jehovah, for they shall all know me, from the least unto the greatest, saith Jehovah.
所以他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
Isn't that a wonderful privilege?
这是不是一个非常奇妙的特权?
It has been extended to us that every one of us, from the littlest to the oldest, can know Jehovah.
因为他已经传递给我们了，叫我们当中最小到至大的都能够认识耶和华。
And I think of Hebrews 4, verse 16.
我没有想到了希伯来书的第四章的十四节。
One of the great exhortations in the book of Hebrews.
那这是一个希伯来书里面一个很重要的一个劝勉。
Let us approach therefore with boldness the throne of grace, that we might receive mercy and find grace for seasonable help.
抱歉,第十六节,四章十六节,所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前,我要得连续蒙恩惠,做随时的帮助。
What a privilege it is, dear ones, that we can approach the throne of grace at any time.
弟兄姐妹,这是何等的特权,我们可以在随时随地都能够进到那施恩的宝座前。
That was unthinkable in the Old Testament.
因为在旧约的时候,这是一个完全不可想的事情。
I think of the story of Queen Esther and King Ahasuerus.
我想到了王后以斯帖跟亚哈水鲁王。
You remember the queen could not approach the throne.
那你记得那个王后是不可以随意的进，没有王的呼召，不可以随意的进到王的宝座前。
It was only when that golden scepter was extended to her that she was even allowed to approach the throne of her king.
唯有王将他的金杖伸出来到王后面前的时候，那个王后才有权利能够说话。
Like what I like to say in this ultimate privilege, dear brothers and sisters, that golden divine scepter is always extended to us as sons.
所以弟兄姐妹，我喜欢这么讲。当我们来到神的面前的时候，那一个神的金宝杖就总是伸在我们的面前。
This is the ultimate privilege.
这一个就是最终的一个特权。
The Bible tells us it's the great expectation of all creation.
圣经告诉我们说，这是受造之物所切切所想望的。
I like the way Brother Ted last night spoke about the difference between promises and expectation.
那我很喜欢昨天彭弟兄所跟我们所讲到的，就是应许跟期望的那个差别。
Let me read from Romans 8, verse 19.
我们再读一下罗马书的第八章的第十九节。
For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestations of the sons of God.
你那里说到说受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来。
This is the great expectation.
这是一个神的这是一个受造之物的切望。
It says in verse 22, the whole creation groans waiting for this.
在第二十二节那里讲到说，一切的受造之物，它是一同的叹息劳苦，一直在等候这件事。
I remember in high school, in literature class, we had to read Charles Dickens' famous novel, Great Expectations.
我记得我们在高中的时候，需要读在英文课里面，需要读Charles Dickens 的那一本小说叫 Great Expectation.
It's about an orphan boy named Pip.
那个故事啊是讲到一个孤儿他名字叫 Pip.
And that orphan boy had no claim to anything, but he was poor.
因为他是个孤儿，所以他没有权利继承任何的东西，但是他非常的穷困。
Pip became a blacksmith's apprentice.
所以他做了一个铁匠的一个学徒。
Until one day, this mysterious benefactor, this great benefactor, came along to him and bequeathed to him a fortune.
但是有一天，有一个很神秘。一个善人他来了然后把一笔财产给了 Pip.
And this orphan boy Pip.
那这个孤儿 Pip.
Who was one of the poorest.
他本来是最穷苦的。
Became one of the richest.
那就这样子成为了最有钱的人。
And he moved to London and was in high society.
他就搬到了伦敦。在上层社会当中进出。
Now I'm not talking about Pip here.
当然我要讲的不是讲 Pip.
I'm talking about you.
我讲的还是你我。
And I'm talking about me.
讲的是我。
We are Pip.
我们就是这个 Pip.
We were orphans.
我们是孤儿。
The Bible makes it very clear that we were orphans.
因为圣经把这点讲得非常的清楚，我们乃是像没有父亲的人一样。
With no inheritance.
因为我们没有继承产业的权利。
But then an even greater benefactor came along to us.
但有一个更伟大的热行善事的人来到我们当中。
And that benefactor adopted us from orphans and made us sons.
这一位他就收养我们叫我们成为他的儿子。
And we have riches untold.
我们就得到了那个难以形容的丰富的产业。
Think what it says in the first chapter of Ephesians.
我们可以想到在以弗所书第一章那里所讲。
That God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
他说神是在基督里面曾赐给我们天上各样的属灵的福气。
And if you read in verse 5, it says something spectacular.
那等到第五节的时候他又讲到了一个真是叫人欢喜惊讶的事。
Having marked us out beforehand for adoption,As sons.
他是预定我们得儿子的名分。
How wonderful that is. Can you imagine such privilege?
这是何等的奇妙。我们的人心能够想到这些事吗？
Let me turn to Galatians chapter 4. I know our brother read it.
那我们再翻到加拉太书的第四章。
Verses,
知道我们刚刚弟兄读了
Verses 4 and 5
我们再看一下第四节第五节
But when the fullness of time was come God sent forth his son Come of woman Come under law That he might redeem those under law That we might receive sonship
说极正时候满足，曾就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，却生在律法以下。
This is what was behind all of what God had in his heart.
那么这个是神的心意里面所有心意里面背后的动力。
What an ultimate privilege.
啊，这真是一个终极的一个特权。
What an unspeakable privilege.
啊，真是一个人口不能够形容的特权。
I remember what Brother Kong said years ago.
我记得张弟兄许多年以前他这么讲。
He said the term child may convey to mind either an infant or a full-grown child, male or female.
他想说这个讲到孩童啊，他这一个字啊，他可以是形容这个小孩子，或者甚至形容一个成人，无论是男的，无论是女的。
But then he said this.
然后接下来他这样讲。
The term son is distinctive and implies position or privilege.
但是儿子这个词它是特别的，它指的是讲到他的地位，他的特权。
Think of it, it is position we never had.
那仔细想一下，这个儿子的地位是我们本来就完全没有的。
And that we had no right to.
我们也没有这样子的权利，叫我们能够有这儿子的名分。
And it's privilege we could never imagine.
那所赐给我们这个特权又是我们想都想不到的。
Man's ultimate privilege is sonship.
因为对一个人来讲，他的至高终极的特权就是儿子的名分。
Let me take this one step farther.
让我再进一步的来解释。
Not only is it the ultimate privilege, but it is the exclusive privilege.
他不仅是这个最终极的权利，他也是专有的特权。
This privilege first and foremost is the most exclusive privilege imaginable.
因为一开始的时候这是我们所知道世上各样的特权当中一个最专属的一个。
It was originally for the only begotten son.
因为在起初的时候是为那个独生子而专有。
Now, can you think of a more exclusive privilege than that?
所以我们能够想到任何一个比这个更专属的特权吗？
When there's only one, it is the most exclusive you can get. It excludes everyone else.
因为如果只有一个的人有这个的话，那么这是他真的是专有的，因为其他所有人都没有办法有。
You know, I believe, brothers and sisters, when you read the Bible, if you don't understand one thing, you miss everything in the Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹，我相信我们读圣经的时候，如果有一件事情，如果我们不明白的话，我们读别的东西，我们都会产生错误。
It's very clear when you read the Bible in the light of God's purpose that you discover that God is son-centric.
因为当你读圣经的时候，我们可以看见，在神的光照下，可以明白，神整本圣经是以他儿子为中心的。
That means that to God, everything revolves around His Son, and everything is centered in His Son.
换句话说，从神的角度来讲，所有的东西都是围绕他的儿子，都是以他儿子为中心的。
And maybe I can illustrate.
那也许我在这里可以进一步的来说明。
In our present evil age, when it comes to parenting, it is child-centric.
你知道我们在这一个完全被谬的时代，一谈到这个父母做父母的教养的时候，我们都是以儿女为中心。
That means that the needs and the wishes of the child are the most important thing.
换句话说就是那个孩子他想要什么他需要什么就是最重要的东西。
But God is not child-centric. God is son-centric.
但是神的中心不是孩童，神的中心是他的儿子。
That's the most exclusive privilege that can be imagined.
这是一个人心所能想象当中一个最专属、专归有的一个特权。
You can't understand the first two chapters of Hebrews unless you understand that.
如果我们不明白这一点的话，我们其实没有办法明白希伯来书的头两章。
You can't understand the Bible from Genesis to Revelation unless you understand that.
如果我们不明白这一点的话，我们也不能够把圣经从创世纪到启示录能够明白。
I remember I have been meeting with the saints in Richmond, Virginia since 1972.
我记得我从1972年开始在 Richmond 跟众圣徒一同聚会。
And I remember Brother Kong for years shared with us these messages on seeing Christ in the Bible.
我记得江弟兄花了许多年的时间跟我们分享一件事就是从全本圣经里面能够看见基督。
He did one message for each book, all 66 books.
他每一卷书66卷书他每一卷书讲一篇道。
And the universal theme of these studies, which you all should read, was that everything was centered in Christ.
但他一个共同的主题这个实在鼓励大家去读的就是每一卷书它的中心都是他的儿子耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, it opened the Bible to me.
所以弟兄姐妹们这把整本圣经解开。
I couldn't imagine before someone taking Obadiah and seeing Christ all through Obadiah.
这我是以前不能够明白为什么一个人打开了厄巴底亚书，能够在全书当中看见基督。
Or Nahum, or Joel.
或纳鸿书，或者是约伯记。
And if you heard what Brother Ted read so many times from Isaiah, there is Christ from the beginning.To the end of that glorious book.
那我们听到了彭弟兄所讲的，在以赛亚书里面，那以赛亚书从开始到结束都讲到神的儿子主耶稣基督。
Look at Romans 11.
我们看一下罗马书第十一章
，verse
36. 第34节。
Romans 11:36 says, "For of him and through him." And for him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
那里36节，抱歉，因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
Look at Hebrews 1 verse 5 again.
我们再看一下希伯来书的第一章的第五节。
For to which of the angels...Said he ever, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee.
所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Will you at least agree with me that this has to be the most exclusive privilege in all the universe?
所以我想弟兄姐妹，你们都可以同意。那这一个特权，这个是在整个宇宙造宇宙里面一个最特殊的专属一个人的特权。
This is the one that is better than the angels.
因为这里讲的是他远超过天使。
This is his exclusive place. It is no others.
因为在这里只专属主耶稣基督，没有其他的。
It is the only begotten Son of God's place.
因为这是神独生子的地位。
It is the firstborn's place.
这是一个长子的地位。
Now I think people misunderstand these phrases very often.
那我感觉许多人常常的误解了这一些经文。
These are mysteries that escape our scrutiny.
这是一个我们常常没有注意的一些奥秘。
I do not know what they mean.
我自己也不完全明白。
But I do know this.
但我知道的是这。
It speaks of the exclusive privilege of the only Son of God.
这里是讲到神的独生子，他独有的特权。
I like what Darby said when he tried to explain this.
那我很喜欢达米说他想解释这句话是他所说的话。
We cannot fathom what he was.
他说我们不能够明白他的本身是怎么样一位。
Our hearts should not go and scrutinize the person of Christ as though we should know it all.
我们的心啊，不当以为我们明白了，可以去分析解释基督的位格。
No human being can understand the union of God and man in his person.
没有一个人能够明白神与人在基督位格里面的联合。
I remember Brother Kong said this to us years ago.
我记得蒋弟兄许多年以前这样讲。
He says, firstborn of all creation does not mean he is created, but he has sovereignty and preeminence and priority.
因为那里讲到说讲到耶稣是首生的，不是说他是第一个被创造的，乃是讲到他在万有之上，他掌管万有的权柄。
I think when you see this, you begin to understand how exclusive this place of the Son has.
所以你读到这里，你就知道这个地位是唯有神的独生子所专有独占的。
I always think of what I call the divine acclamation.
Divine acclamation.
Acclamation.
很抱歉，我还不会翻译。
Yes. You remember when the Lord Jesus was baptized?
你记得主耶稣在受洗的时候。
You remember when he went to John the Baptist and he said, suffer it now to fulfill all righteousness.
你记得施洗约翰那里说因为我们应当尽诸般的义，所以暂且许我。
You remember John knew even the laces on his sandals he was unworthy to unloose.
因为你记得施洗约翰说我连替他解鞋带也不配。
And you know John suffered him and baptized him.
所以我们知道给耶稣施洗。
When the Lord Jesus came out of those waters of baptism,
但是当耶稣从水里出来的时候，
this is what I mean by the divine acclamation.
所以这里就是我刚才所讲的那个神的宣告。
God did not restrain himself.
那神在这里好像自己忍受控制不了自己。
God could not contain himself.
他自己里面有话要说。
God would not remain silent.
神不能够再静默。
So he shattered the heavens, and it says, and behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I have found my delight.
所以在天上就有大声音说了，这个是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
He's the only one that has this exclusive privilege.
因为独有神的独生子有这样子的一个特权。
And you remember the Mount of Transfiguration? Are you back, Jimmy?
There is a computer error. Hold on a second. Can you say something again?
Brother Jian Ming, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay. I'm fine now.
Then if you look at the Mount of Transfiguration,
但你再看到变相山上,
you remember he took James and Peter and John up to that mount.
你记得他带了雅各约翰彼得上了那山。
And you remember how verse 2 says, He was transfigured before them.
那你记得接下来就讲到他在他们面前变了形象。
And you remember how it says his face shone as the sun. What glory that was.
那你就读的接下来我们读到说他的脸上就发光那是何等的荣耀。
And his garments were white as light.
那你讲到他的衣裳洁白似雪。
I always think of what a scene this was for Peter, John, and James.
那 我常常在那里猜想，对于雅各、约翰跟彼得来讲，这是何等的一个光景。
There Moses and Elias appeared talking with the Lord Jesus.
因为在那里有摩西、有以利亚来显现、与耶稣、在那里说话。
To me, if you were a Jew, this is the triple crown of Judaism.
如果你是个犹太人的话，那是一个是犹太教里面的三冠王。
You have Moses, the law.
你有摩西的律法。
You have Elias, the prophet.
你有以利亚先知。
And you have the Lord Jesus, the promised Messiah.
那你又有主耶稣基督所应许的弥赛亚。
Even Peter was enraptured with his moment.
甚至彼得看见的心里都充满喜乐。
And you remember his great blunder.
你记得他怎么样表达了他的稀奇。
He said, it is good that we're here, Lord.
他说主啊我们在这里真好。
Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elias.
让我们在这里搭三个帐篷，一个为你，一个为摩西，一个为以利亚。
Brothers and sisters, God couldn't stand it.
那弟兄姐妹们，我们发现神就受不住了。
You may think I'm not being very clear about this, but God couldn't abide that thought.
但是你要知道，也许我还没有讲得很清楚，但是神是不能够接受这样子的。
It says, while he was yet speaking, God spoke out.
所以在那里讲到说，当彼得还在那里说话的时候，神就天上有声音，神就说了。
This is my beloved son, in whom I have found my delight. Hear him.
那里讲到，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
How marvelous that was.
那这个是何等的稀奇奇妙。
This is the divine acclamation.
这个就是神的宣告。
It speaks of the ultimate privilege that was his alone.
这里讲到神的爱子他独有的权利。
I mean the exclusive privilege that was his alone.
因为这是他专属独有的。
And then he did it again in John's Gospel. God spoke out again, it's recorded.
那等到约翰福音的时候又再一次记到神怎么样亲自的发声。
You remember how the Lord went to him before his hour on the cross?
你记得当主耶稣要上十架的时候要到的时候。
Look at John chapter 12.
我们看一下约翰福音的第十二章。
And he says in verse 27, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but on account of this hour I have come to this hour. Father, glorify thy name. There came therefore a voice out of heaven, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
他那里讲到说我现在心里忧愁我说什么才好呢父啊救我脱离这时候但我原是为这时候来的父啊愿你荣耀你的名当时就有声音从天上来说我已经荣耀了我的名还要再荣耀。
Verse 29 says, the crowd therefore which stood there and heard it said it had thundered.
那第二十九节讲到站在旁边的众人听见就说打雷了。
This is most wonderful.
这真是非常的奇妙。
We know God's exclusive thought for his son.
所以我们知道这是神对他的爱子所赐给他独有的一个权利。
But I then want to tell you something that I think is almost, is unthinkable.
那我还要再告诉大家一件事，一样的几乎是同样的，是难以想象的。
This exclusive privilege, which was only the sons, has been extended to us as sons.
就是这一个唯有神的独生子所专有的权利，已经神已经把它传递给他的众子的身上，赐给他们做他们的特权。
It says one brother said this. I think it's marvelous.
那有一个弟兄这样讲呢，我觉得非常的奇妙。
Speaking of Hebrews chapter 2 and our text verse and following.
他那里是讲到希伯来书从第二章开始接下来的那些经文。
Into the second chapter, there is an extension of that thought from the sons to the sons.
他那里讲到说，从第二章开始，就把从那一个神的独生子所有的那些思想、思考、讲论，就传递到、转移到众子的身上。
Chapter 2 verse 11 says something remarkable.
在第二章的十一节，当地讲到非常奇妙的一件事。
For both he that sanctifies and those that are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
Can you imagine the extension of such an exclusive privilege?
你能不能够想象，这一个本来是主所专有的特权，怎么样传递出来给我们？
Listen to what it says in verse 13.
那我们继续看它第十三节怎么讲。
Behold, I and the children thou hast given me.
他那里说，看啊，我与神所给我的儿女。
His thoughts toward us are beyond comprehension.
他对我们所存的心意是超过了我们心中所求所想。
Says in Psalm 139, his thoughts toward us cannot be numbered.
我们想到了诗篇第139篇的17节，他的意念像我们的意念，其数是何等的众多。
Listen to the unimaginable.
你再听一下这我们人心所想不到的。
In verse 16 it says this.
在第十六节他这样子说。
For he does not indeed take hold of the angels by the hand. He takes hold of the seed of Abraham.
那里讲到说他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And then we hear the unimaginable in 1 Corinthians 1:9, when the Apostle Paul spoke that great secret to the Corinthian church.
然后我们接下来又可以从哥林多前书的第一章的第九节，那里看到使徒保罗怎么样解释这个奥秘。
God is faithful, by whom ye have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
那你说神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
That most exclusive privilege has been shared with us, and now God's son-centric view is more complete. It is son and sons.
所以我们在这里看到，原来属于他独生爱子的专有的权利，现在已经传递给他的众子了，这样子神以他儿子为中心的意象就更为完全，现在是他的独生子跟他的众子。
I only have 6 minutes left.
我还有六分钟的时间。
I dare not take away from Brother Ted's word, it's too precious.
那我不想占到冯弟兄的时间，因为他的所传讲的话也真是极其宝贵。
So let me share a few thoughts.
让我在这里再跟大家分享几点。
This privilege is the highest purpose.
就是这一个特权，就是神那个至高的目的。
It cannot be a higher purpose than this.
因为没有一个比这个更高的目的了。
The ultimate son and those many sons he's bringing to glory join to be an eternal testimony of the fullness of God. Can you imagine it?
所以这一个那个独生的爱子跟神的众子一同的联合交通在这里启示出那个神他永世的那个荣耀，我们能够想到比这个更高的事情。
Let me read again Romans 8.
让我们再读一下罗马书的第八章。
You all know these verses.
这是大家都很熟的经文。
28 and 29.
第28节跟29节。
But we do know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是按他旨意被招的人。
Because whom he has foreknown, he is also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, so that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
This is the explanation of the eternal excellence.
这一个就是对那个神永远的美德荣耀的解释。
This is the thought of God from His Son and the sons.
这是神从他的独生子到他的众子所存的心意。
What a wonderful thing it is!
这是真的是何等的奇妙。
Surely it is the highest purpose.
那这当然绝对就是那个神至高的目的。
Can you think of anything higher?
你能够想到任何一个比这个更高的吗？
Can you think of anything more heavenly?
你能够想到比这个更属天的吗？
Can you think of anything more holy than this?
你能够想到任何东西会比这个更圣洁的吗？
Can you think of a higher privilege than this?
你能够想到比这个更高的赐给我们的特权吗？
To be known as a son of God and to share in his glory.
因为能够成为神的儿子，能够与神的独生子分享他的荣耀。
I remember years ago in business, I went to Iceland for a project.
我记得许多年之前，为了生意上的需要，我到冰岛。
I knew nothing of Iceland.
我对冰岛一无所知。
It is a beautiful country.
非常美漂亮的一个的国家。
But one of the things that struck me most in Iceland was the Icelandic names.
有一个最让我稀奇的一件事情，是他们当地人他们的名字。
They named their names different than almost all of the Western world.
因为他们怎么样的命名啊，几乎跟所有西方世界都不一样。
In their name, they indicate the father of the child and not the historic family lineage.
因为在他的名字里面，他都会讲到他父亲的名字，跟他们的家里的这个家谱传递的情况。
I remember when they would introduce themselves, I thought it all sounds alike.
所以我记得我听他们自我介绍的时候，怎么听起来好像每个人都差不多。
I think I'll give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
Stefan Gunnar's son.
他会想到说，像说 Stefan Gunnar's 的儿子。
So Stephen Gunnar's son.
就是 Stephen Gunnar's 的儿子。
You know, this means that he is the son of Gunnar.
因为这个意思，他的意思是说他是 Gunnar 的儿子。
In their very name, you know who he is. He is Gunner's son.
这是他的名字，所以你从他的名字里面就知道说他是Gunner的儿子。
They even do it for their daughter.
然后他们的女儿也是这样。
The extension at the end is daughter, D-O-T-T-I-R.
因为他的后面就加了一个字尾，意思就是女儿。
Gunner's daughter.
意思就变成Gunner的女儿。
Now think about this when we think about the privilege of sonship.
你从这个例子，你可以想到，有神儿子名分所带来的特权。
So much grander than the Icelandic name.
这比冰岛这些百姓们所用的名字所带来的意义更广更大。
We are God's son.
因为我们是神的儿女。
When people see us, when people meet us, they begin to sense there's something different about us, and that's because we are God's son.
所以当人看到我们的时候，他们感受到一些不一样的东西，因为我们乃是神的儿女。
This is the privilege of sonship.
这个是神儿子名分带给我们的特权。
There's no higher privilege.
因为没有，给我们的特权里面没有一个比这更高的。
There's no more exclusive privilege.
也没有比这一个更特殊特别。
There is no grander purpose.
也没有一个更广大的特权。
Bringing many sons to glory.
带领许多儿子进入荣耀。
My time is up.
我的时间到了。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I hear you, woman.